So one thing too, each of the training weekends, at the very least, there will be opportunity for practice sessions before and after on certain days. So there will be a practice session tomorrow morning. What's the time? 8:45, is that right? 8:45 here. If you want to come early and practice some of the things that we'll be covering today. And then again, after the training session on so we end at 5, is that right? Or 5:30? 5:30, 5:45. Am I getting my times right here? 5:15. So about 15 minutes after the end of the training is when the practice session will start. Kevin's also offered a practice session tonight if anybody's interested tonight, and just kind of check and see how you feel after, you know, going through all that we're going to go through this afternoon. If you would like to stick around and practice, he's willing to stick around and practice more.
So, what we'll mostly be doing tonight, if you decide to stay, is to go over what we had today very effectively and basically open things up for conversation. Just look back a bit on it and see what you want to get out of that. I do have a limit on it, please, 5 or more people. And I'll put a paper down here so you can write your name on that. So that in about an hour or two, we can see, okay, we're going to do this, or we'll skip this until next time.
There will also be a practice session Sunday morning, again at the same time, 8:45, but not after class on Sunday, so that people can head on back if they're traveling and so on. Question over here.
Just a question of how long would that session last? About?
It's an hour.
An hour.
An hour is an hour. Also, you have a log inside your binder, and you were given one on the way in, or somebody slid it into your binder. That's how you'll keep track of your hours. If you don't have one, let me know. I'll get you one. You are required a certain amount of hours of practice. I thought it was 10. Larry thought it was 5. It's up to 10. So we'll find out what that is exactly. But what I would say is not focus on getting the minimum practice hours. Do as many practices as you can. That is the way that you get good at this, and that you really get these skills into the muscle. So practice as much as possible.
You know, we like to say in the land of NLP, if you do the drills, you get the skills. And so the more I would encourage you, really, when we're practicing, to practice a lot, practice often, and to practice with different people. The more you practice with different people, you're going to expand your range even more, because you get to interact with different styles, different communication patterns, and that kind of thing. So the more variation you can put into your practice, the better. Everything. There's a tendency to want to stick with the people you're comfortable with, but it's the people that you're uncomfortable with that will give you your greatest learning, oftentimes, because you will need to stretch yourself a little bit in order to expand with them. And I'm telling you, when I worked in youth corrections, that was never more true, working with those guys. It was the ones that I really couldn't stand, really, that I got the most learning from. How can I work with them? How can I be in rapport with them? How can I be effective with them when they personally push my button? You know, that's so it is entirely possible, and it's even wonderful to be able to do that.